Final five Emerson polls, all battlegrounds. Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Arizona, and Missouri. Emerson pollster and professor Spencer Kimball, run through these as quickly as possible.
Well, Larry, we'll start down in Florida. And here's a state where U.S. Senator Bill Nelson has really been in a tight race with Governor Rick Scott basically since the beginning. And it looked like the red tide and the algae bloom has kind of outdone or been able to be the Achilles heel to Scott. And we've got Nelson at 50%, Governor Scott at 45%. So it's within the margin, but it's certainly trending towards Nelson. And we see this same momentum in the gubernatorial race, where Andrew Gillum, the Democrats, at 51%, Ron DeSantis, the Republican, is at 46%. This kind of is the flow that we're seeing also out in Nevada. In that Senate race, that was a race that we had Dean Heller up about a month ago, right around the Kavanaugh hearings. Now we see Jackie Rosen with a 49%, while the incumbent Dean Heller is at 45%. And in that gubernatorial race out in Nevada, that's a real toss-up between Steve Sisolak at 48% and Adam Laxalt at 47%.
Wow. Well, as you can see, that energy, it's certainly there. And, you know, as these midterms are showing, now more than ever, it's so important to find ways to stay engaged, as we said, with the energy, and informed about not just this, but the whole world around us. Spence, you know, one of our favorite ways to do that is with The Great Courses Plus. Get unlimited access to fascinating insight from leading professors and experts about anything that interests you. History, science, politics, even learn a new language or how to take better pictures. There's thousands of lectures that you can watch at any time or listen along through the Great Courses Plus app. Spence, you had a great, great comment in the Emerson Alumni Magazine cover story about how there's tremendous value in learning by doing. You see that Emerson polling students, they're experiencing that themselves. And what that does is it stimulates one's desire to enrich themselves with knowledge. And both you and I know there's absolutely no better tool for that than these amazing The Great Courses Plus lectures. What specific course recommendation would you give to not just your students, but really to our listeners who wish to further enrich themselves with wisdom in this field?
Well, you're spot on, Larry, in that, you know, learning behooves more learning, because as we figure something out, there's more questions that get raised. And I found that the course Meaning from Data, Statistics Made Clear, is a great course for students and for practitioners who want to really understand what these statistical models are all about. And in order to understand data correctly, we need to take the time to understand where it comes from. And if you can do that, it's one of the most powerful tools we have for understanding our world. And this course gives great insight into the basic principles of statistics and the role it plays in everything from political polls to sports and even the stock market.
We know that you're going to love The Great Courses Plus, too. So we've arranged a special limited time offer for our listeners to enjoy any of the courses, including Statistics Made Clear, as Spencer pointed out. It's free for an entire month, but to start your free month trial, you need to sign up through our special URL. Sign up today at thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. One more time, thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling, P-O-L-L-I-N-G. Spencer, stay out there in the desert. What'd you find?
So we move over to Arizona, and here's a race that we've seen uptick in voter turnout of both Democrats and Republicans. And we see a very tight race for that U.S. Senate seat between Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat, and the Republican Martha McSally. We have Sinema at 49, McSally at 48, a real toss-up out there in the desert. But this is in contrast to the gubernatorial election out there, where the governor, Doug Ducey, holds a pretty substantial lead at 55% against his Democratic opponent at 40%. But if we just move a little bit east into the middle of the country, South Dakota was a race that we really wanted to take a look at because it's a state where Trump wins by 30 points. And word on the street was that this was going to be very competitive. And we see that the Democratic challenger, Billy Sutton, is at 47%. The Republican nominee, Kristi Noem, the former congresswoman from the state, and it's an at-large state, so she's one at-large. She's at 48%. So this is a toss-up in South Dakota and could be a real surprise on election night. And then I think maybe the show-me state is how we wrap
it up. This seems like the main event. Go to it.
Yeah, so we look at the show-me state. I would say it is the main event because, you know, the president has now visited Missouri, I think, twice, and today will be the third time. So clearly he sees that GOP challenger Josh Hawley with a chance to upset incumbent Claire McCaskill. And we have Hawley at 49% and McCaskill at 46%.
Wow. All right, before we let you go, expectations for tomorrow night.
Well, now that we've got this map of 20, 21 states that we've looked at, you can kind of see where the trends are. And it begins in the Midwest. And what we're seeing is a shift in the gubernatorial elections. Now, we see it a little bit in maybe Florida and in New Mexico, maybe up in New Hampshire and Maine. But we're also seeing it right there in the heartland with Michigan and Ohio and potentially Wisconsin, maybe Iowa, and as we just mentioned, South Dakota, even Kansas. So those gubernatorial elections is going to be a good barometer to see what's happening nationally. Because remember, those Senate races are divided up into 33 states, and it's pretty much a red map. So I don't think it's really representative of where the whole country is. With that said, I would expect to see the Republicans hold that Senate, even if they are to lose Nevada and in Arizona, and they weren't able to win Missouri or any of these others. It looks like North Dakota is going to be a strong win, and that would give them that 50 members, and with Pence would be the plus one. And then I guess what everybody's talking about is the House races. And currently we're looking at maybe two Democratic seats that are up versus about 50 Republican seats that are up and competitive. And so based on those numbers, we would expect to see the Democrats being able to pick up the House tomorrow night.